Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Tommy Blaze. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks, Marty.
Good morning, my friend. Now, before I say anything, let me just read this first. Tommy Blaze in front of me. All the way from Liverpool.
Did I write this?
Tommy is the most popular singer on British television. No one else entertains the 12 million people that Tommy entertains week in, week out. He's a man alone in a band apart, front and centre, with the UK's most loved musical troupe. And he's been there for 20 years, simple as that. So that means I have to play... That's who you are, Tommy. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I wish I'd met you before I went to Liverpool. You could have filled me in on stuff.
Yeah.
Liverpool is home.
Liverpool is home, yeah. Only recently, I was born in Liverpool and raised in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then I moved out to London many years ago, stayed there for 30 years, and 4 years ago moved back to Liverpool. So, just so I can get my accent back.
it's a very particular accent. You probably never really lost it, I suspect, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
When I used to go home, a lot of my mates would say, "Oh, you've changed, you've gone posh."
Of course.
And whatever, you know.
Just down
speaking
south.
A little slower so people can understand me.
Right, understand.
You know, it's like a load of Scousers get together, and it sounds like it could be another language.
It's impossible.
It's
quite
true.
Impossible. Now, we have beef pockets in Ireland, which is where the same thing happens. And you go, "What did you say?" I have no idea what you're talking about. It's very strange. Now, is this your first time? This is your first time here, is it?
No, I was here just before Christmas doing a concert with Guy Barker.
That's right.
It was fantastic. And I've been here to Dublin many times, either with Strictly tours or with different acts and, you know... I used to do a lot of session stuff and playing. And
we were talking about you earlier on. We were just saying it's astonishing. It's live singing on television, and it's got to be right every time.
Yeah.
I'd say initially it was scary, and then you probably got used to it and you realised it can be done. But like, it has to be right.
Yeah, and it's still scary even 20 years later.
Do you think? Yeah.
Oh, just as much, even more so. There's a lot more pressure because the programme's has changed from its. From when we started it, it's become a much bigger entity, so there seems to be a bit more pressure there. And you'd always want to get it right, you know, so you feel a lot of pressure to make sure that everything is spot on the night.
Spot on the night, yeah. No, I just, because I'm sure you probably started singing when you were a small fella, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started in 1972 with my brothers, the Blaze Brothers,
yeah.
And we were like a sort of a mini Jackson 3, if you like. We were doing songs by the Drifters and old soul
That's
stuff.
Cool, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was with a roadshow called the Hilda Fallon Roadshow, and she found people like Ken Dodd and Freddie Starr, a load of Scouse people, and she... you know, put them through their routines and you can do the clubs of a weekend. This is in the 70s. I'm from Toxteth.
So but you'd only be a little boy.
I was 9 years old when I started, yeah.
And could you be in a club at night time? I suppose then you could.
Well, you could. Certain clubs, we have to have a licence from the education to go and play them. Like if there was the big cabaret clubs and whatever.
Sure.
And you need someone from the education there to make sure that you came off at a certain time and whatever. And same for TV. When we were young, we'd done a few TV programmes like Junior Show. Time in England and little things like that, so you'd always have to have the education there.
Yeah, to make sure that you were okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned Toxteth. That's funny. We drove through it. It's elements of it are still sad.
Yeah. It's still it got voted one of the nicest places to live in the Northwest. By The Guardian, which was really surprised me.
but that's probably more to do with the community, I expect.
I think so, but it's also looking a lot better as well, the whole city. And most of Toxteth is right near to the town centre, and it's the Georgian Quarter, so you've got all the lovely old buildings, just like Dublin. You
have That's right.
Lovely Georgian buildings, you know.
We passed the Ringo Starr Sentimental Journey place just over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite lonesome.
Yeah.
So you've all that going on.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is, I suppose the same in any city. You're there and then suddenly you find yourself in leafy suburbs and it's very different. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very different. Now listen, we're going to play a bit of music. You do a take on Have I Told You Lately?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I do.
We found it. We're going to and here's the proof.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun in all its glory greets the day with hope and comfort too. Somehow you make it better, yes you do. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun, yeah, 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 yeah. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and praise to the one, oh, to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Have I told you lately? Tommy, you did a good job on that. Now, I'd be, because I'm a Van Morrison maniac, so I have to say that's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
When you come to do, now, just to make the point, it's the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. It's tomorrow night, by the way, at the National Concert Hall. The great David Bofi is conducting, who's great. He's great fun. You'll have great crack with David. Of course, you're going over to do rehearsal this morning, are you?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. We start rehearsals for the whole show.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. arranged by Guy Barker, who's just...
Yeah.
He just is so good.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous how good he is.
It is ridiculous. And I think it was 2 weeks ago we'd done a concert in Cheltenham Jazz Festival, which was fantastic, with Madeline Bell. Do you remember Madeline Bell?
From Blue Mink?
From Blue Mink, yeah. He was a really good friend of mine, and she's also godmother of my children and everything.
She is Madeline?
Yeah. She's 80 years old now, and she's still...
Is she really?
And she still sings like a 16-year-old.
But you could hear... You could play, maybe not Bannerman, but you could play Melting Pot.
Melting Pot.
And it sounds as good as ever. And, of course, the sentiment is very real today.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
That's
really
funny
great
now.
Too.
Yeah, there was another one. There was another. There were three hits.
Randy.
Every time I play Randy, people say, "How did you find that?" But we have it in the system.
And it's just the guy's name. It's nothing else.
Oh, really, I know. Really, I know. It's absolutely. No, I know it's like Randy Jackson.
Yeah,
absolutely. But it's just funny to think about. Years ago, and it's a very short story. Was talking to the BBC about something, and she got there before me, Madeline Bell. I'll never forget it. Remember that? And I was delighted for her. Not. But that was a long story and an old one. But it's just one of those old stories. When you're on stage tomorrow, now it's not just you, you've got Vanessa Haynes with you as well. Uh-huh. So tell me what you're... It's a history of soul. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a history. It's not the history of soul, it's just a history of soul.
A history, yes.
And we're doing a load of songs that were... Was sort of important and going through the soul section, myself and Vanessa, and Yeah, lovely choice of material, actually. Is
Were you part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I can see there's Ray Charles, there's Al Green, there's Aretha. Mm-hmm. Trying to do Aretha on stage would be tough. Not for you.
That's a little bit of a squeeze.
But that's Vanessa's job.
Vanessa is probably the closest I've heard to Aretha Franklin. And without wanting to copy Aretha Franklin, she just has this essence of that spirit that runs through Aretha. When you hear her sing, it's like it makes you melt.
But because of what you've done on Strictly, therefore, do you find yourself getting into the groove of an Al Green and then going to a Stevie Wonder? In other words, do you find it because of what you've had to do? It's easy to slide into the image of these people in your head. Or do you not do that because of Strictly, no.
But I think it's more because I was brought up with that music and it's ingrained in me. My mum was a massive soul fan. My dad was a big soul fan.
Yeah. But just that Strictly has given you the opportunity to be all these people in your head while you sing, do you know?
Yeah.
And maybe there is that... You have to bring that element to it, I'm sure, at some
stage.
Yeah,
you do. It is... I do find it quite natural to switch now.
Yes,
now.
But
maybe 10 to 20 years ago, it wasn't as easy.
For
but
sure.
Because we're doing, on Strictly, we might be doing Korean or Punjabi in one language for the first song, and then the next song could be Van Morrison.
Of course.
Or it could be Marvin Gaye or whatever.
Yes,
so you've got to put them hats on. And
yeah, and of course, and you alluded to it yourself, you were brought up in what they call Northern Soul, so there's all that stuff as well. So it's literally a hodgepodge, it's a mix of all of that. Just to give people a little bit of, this is Son of a Preacher Man, but it's Aretha Franklin doing it. And is that on the list? It certainly is.
It is, yeah.
Vanessa's going to be doing that.
Vanessa's going to be doing that.
You nodded to me as if you knew. Just a little taste of what you could be talking about because of the great arrangements that Clive Barker does.
Yes.
That's not Vanessa, but it will be tomorrow night at the concert hall. That's Son of a Preacher Man from the great Aretha Franklin with the Royal Philharmonic. What an album!
Yeah.
Is that a great album?
Fantastic.
We were talking about you met Aretha. You met Aretha.
I did, yeah. Yeah, we were doing.
Did you get a picture?
Huh?
Did you get a picture?
No. No, it didn't.
Ooh, and, Tommy, and Tommy.
I think mobiles weren't as popular then. It was
when was it?
The late 90s.
No. No. It was a Nelson Mandela event.
Nelson Mandela, yeah. 95th birthday
okay.
party. And it was in Radio City Hall, New York. We'd originally done the one at Hyde Park, his 90th birthday, and they liked it so much they asked us to go to New York and do his 95th. So they had Stevie Wonder on and Aretha Franklin and people like that.
No. That's not what you told me a minute ago. Stevie Wonder's on the piano.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin is singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Down to Stevie to Nelson Mandela.
We're all singing a Happy Birthday.
And you're singing as well with them.
Yeah. And I had to squeeze past Aretha Franklin
to
get to my microphone, you know, and she gave me the Aretha stare. Which terrified me to death. And I couldn't wait for the music to start so we could just carry on singing.
Of course. In a happy mode.
Yeah.
But she could give you the look all right.
Oh, yeah.
But she deserved her diva motif and it was fine. But she was for me. But isn't that wonderful to be in that company?
Oh.
You know, and sharing moments like that.
And you know, in the afternoon Radio City Hall, I'm watching Stevie Wonder doing his sound checks and things, and it's just fascinating to watch. I actually didn't know that he had a guy feeds him the lyrics.
Does he?
Yeah, because he's written so many songs, he's not going to remember all his lyrics.
But there's lots of people use
auto-cue. Loads of people use auto cues, but you don't think when someone, you know, is visually impaired and things that.
And
we had the feed through, we could hear it.
So you
could hear, I just called to say. I love you. And then Stevie Wonder would sing it. It was just fascinating. These lovely things.
Fascinating,
yeah. It was brilliant.
But what a great joy. But listen, it music is music. And I mean, that's the point, isn't it? It's you do this every week when Strictly is on. And here you were you're on tour. You've got this whole idea. What a joy to be on stage and giving these songs to people. Because we don't always hear a lot of those soul songs. I have the opportunity to hear them, particularly with an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
This orchestra, the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, can do big band sound as well, so you'll have all that going on. So you'll see, looking forward to it. I'm going to sneak in after 10.
Oh, please come in.
I'll sneak in and have a look and destroy your rehearsal. It's one of the great joys. Having an orchestra across the corridor is just ludicrous. You know?
I know, it really is, isn't it? I don't think there's another radio station I know that has...
We hear them practicing. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you're spoiled.
Yeah, but it could be not Chopin. It could be, I don't know, it could be Shostakovich or it could be whatever. And suddenly it's Stevie Wonder. So that's quite something. You're doing a tour. You're National Concert Hall tomorrow night. And then you're in... these Pizza Express Live are really popular, aren't they, in London?
Yeah, they are. That's not on a tour, though.
That's just me on
a gig. I'm on tour at the moment with the National Youth Jazz Orchestra doing the music of Ray Charles, which has been fantastic. And lovely to play with all these young musicians. None of them are past the age of 22, but they're really at the top of the game, you know.
Wow.
And they're the future sort of what we're going to do in half an hour, you know.
Sure, sure.
And that's been real fun, just going around the UK, just doing Ray Charles music.
It sounds lovely.
It's heaven.
I'm going to finish up with a bit of Stevie Wonder because. I think you're smitten by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I love Stevie Wonder.
You do?
I love all that era. Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Marvin Gaye.
It's fabulous.
You know, yeah.
But it's funny, I have a lot of that, as you can see by my appearance, I would have a lot of it on vinyl.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm a vinyl
editor. It still sounds beautiful. It still sounds fantastic. I was going through the list, Natural Woman, okay, Vanessa, Take Me to the River, there's a great song.
Yeah.
And Georgia on My Mind. Well, that's a nod and a wink in a general direction of Ray Charles, isn't it? But you're doing Living for the City.
Yeah, we're doing Living for the City.
That's one of the great songs, and it's never played on radio.
It is a beautiful song. And very rarely you hear it with an orchestra, especially an orchestra this size. You know, on the record, I think it was just a rhythm section, band, backing vocals. But so it's nice to hear it with the full orchestra, you know.
That's terrific.
He was 21 when he wrote that song.
That's ludicrous.
It's quite political as well at that
21.
Age.
21.
The whole album was done at 21, and what a phenomenal album that was, you know.
And what head space he had going on, which says an awful lot. Listen, keep well. You're a joy. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, I've really enjoyed it, Marty.
I'll see you in Liverpool next time.
Give me a shout.
You betcha. Now, just a reminder, the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the National Concert Hall. David Brophy conducting, Guy Barker arranging, Vanessa Haynes there, and the great Tommy Blaise. I'm not playing Strictly. I'm playing Stevie Wonder, and that's an end. You keep well. Enjoy.
I'm glad you're not playing Strictly. It just puts me back into work mode.
God bless you. Nice to meet you, Tommy.
You too.
You take care.
Bye-bye.